At a recent statutory county council meeting, I asked the chief executive, the management, that they would engage with the firefighters union and with the firefighters association so that a just and fair resolution to this industrial dispute could be found urgently. It is most unfair on the retained firefighters. These are men and women who are completely committed to their community. They show that commitment and courage on a 24/7 basis. They're paid a retainer to stay on call. There is huge recruitment and retention issues around the fire service in Clare because there's no work-life balance. They're not being properly paid. For example, there's 141 million a year being spent by Clare County Council on services to the public. 5 million of that is being paid for the retained fire service, which provides 76 firefighters in seven stations around the county that provide life-saving property protection cover. And they're costing, on average, less than €1 per head per population in Clare. It is underfunded because of a lack of commitment by the management. Managers at a national level to recognise that additional firefighters need to be provided in each of the seven stations in Clare and improve payments. We need a better work-life balance for these critical emergency service personnel.
Johnny, you have great experience as a firefighter yourself. Were similar issues in place during your tenure? And I mean, what made the, if not, what made the service attractive then that it is the missing link now?
I suppose I started 40 years ago after the Stardust, the dreadful loss of 48 lives. It turned out to be 49 lives in Stardust as an engineer going around inspecting premises after that because of the risk, and I stayed with the career for 25 years. 40 years ago, there was a phone in each firefighter's house, and you know, there would have been at that time the retained firefighter would have been out at work in his area, and it was invariably the wife or the partner of the firefighter who would take a call. And you know, we have quite an old system of pay and conditions for the retained firefighters that has not moved along with the technological developments, with the change in people's lives. You know, most households now, two people are out working, and you know, retained firefighters, both male and female, often cannot be with their family on their own because they have to respond. So we have the situation, and I raised it at the annual report this year, that I'm seeing a reduction in the response times to emergencies, both fire and emergencies in Clare. And that's down to the shortage of personnel in stations, and it's delaying the turnout of the brigades to, you know, fires, chimney fires, road traffic accidents. It could lead to a significant loss of life if this isn't dealt with. It has been on the table for the last 20 years, but I believe that there isn't adequate recognition of the importance of the retained firefighters. There isn't adequate recognition that they need better work-life balance, being on call 24/7 because of shortages of personnel in the fire station. Often some retained firefighters don't get to enjoy proper time off, and that has a huge effect on their physical and mental health, and also it puts them at risk in carrying out quite dangerous work.
And undoubtedly, and I mean, you do need your rest, of course, going into a role as important and as critical as the emergency services. But Johnny, as we know, the cost of living crisis is affecting all professions, no matter what line of work you are in. Like in a recruitment and retention scenario, like no matter what is put forward, it will take some years to bring these problems to an end. You will have to train new staff, but to bring this dispute to an end, like there's already been a recommendation from the Labour Court to increase the annual retainer by 24% to 30%. I know a key issue for the firefighters as well is their annual leave entitlements. In your view, what measure will actually, what offer can actually bring this dispute to an end?
The management need to listen to what the SIP2 union, who represent 2,000 retained firefighters in 200 stations in the country. They know exactly the pay and conditions that are required. It is very, very expensive and very time consuming in training firefighters. The level of training that they have to go through is very expensive. But what we have seen in the last number of years in Clare and in other counties is that a large number are leaving the service within a year and a half, 2-3 years, and all that expertise has been lost, and all that investment in people and personnel has been lost because of the poor conditions and the poor amount of time off that they have. These people are very committed, and it is unfair on the management to be effectively, you know, not taking into account that that these critical emergency service personnel have to have adequate time off and have to be properly paid to provide the high level. If you look at in a station, they turn out to an average 275 calls per annum, but they do a huge amount of extra work on that. They do pre-fire prevention work, and, you know, it's critical. And we don't want to see a life lost in this county because of the intransigence of the management.